Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage you that no matter what is against you or who is against you or how much you have gone far in your errors, there is hope for you. God's strength is still made available to you. I want you to pick yourself up once again. Forgive yourself. Forgive the circumstance and forgive everyone that has hurt you in one way or the other. Forgive the unforgivable, because when you forgive those who are wicked, you set yourself free from falling into the same frequency with them that may cause you to act like they are doing. Forgiveness does not only mean avoidance of revenge. Sometimes you may not revenge, but in as much as you have not forgiven the oppressor, you may start finding yourself behaving like the oppressor. Forgiveness, therefore, keeps your heart in a state of purity. Unforgiveness is the highest level of uncleanliness that we involve ourselves in, unknown to us. Is a pitiable condition, is a dirty condition, because aside from assuming the consciousness of God, when you live in unforgiveness, you start assuming the consciousness of your offender. What am I trying to say here? In essence, the more you live in unforgiveness, the more you live in the consciousness of your oppressor and your offender. Hallelujah. Forgiveness does not only put you in a cage, it keeps you in alignment with your wicked oppressor, with your manipulator. So, child of God, I would like you to examine yourself carefully. Remember, the scripture says, and I quote, that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The people who are pure in heart are not just only those who know the meaning of the word pure. Purity is a process. Christ said, if you can be like these little children, then you are the greatest in the kingdom of God. What are some of the beautiful and unique qualities of children? They find it very easy to let go and release the past almost immediately. You know, the more we grow up and we have been tormented, our tolerance level will begin to decrease, just as much as our ability to forgive decreases. As the scripture has said, it should be as wise as a serpent and as gentle as a dove. You are not stupid for choosing the path of forgiveness. As a matter of fact, it takes forgiveness to be able to accommodate God in your consciousness. Those who live in unforgiveness are equal to idolaters. Whatsoever dominates your mind is what you worship. You do not need to call the name of that thing or decree with your hands raised in the air. Say, you circumstance, you my offender, I worship you. Inasmuch as they remain in your consciousness day and night, and you meditate upon them unconsciously. God said, I will not share my glory with anybody. It is not a must that you should be in relationship with everybody, because everybody are wired differently. God is good. Our ability to comprehend, our ability to admit, our ability to understand are different. Listen, if you do not forgive, you are focusing on the past and you'll be stagnated. Our message today, the theorem of belief. God is good. I would like you to open your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 29. Let me start my reading from verse 28. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your belief, be it unto you. Hallelujah. We are all embodiments of power. Christ said, Be it unto you according to your belief. In other words, what you believe is what would happen to you. Every time you express confidence in something, you are breathing life into what you have confidence in. Which means that upon receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you would be delivered from power mismanagement. I want you to reflect on that for some time. If what you believe is what will happen to you, and you are also an embodiment of power, which means everything you express confidence in, everything you believe is what will happen to you. This suggests that if you are here to receive Christ, if you are here to come to a point of understanding your position as a child of God, and the fact that you are responsible for everything that happens in your life, It is only when you are in Christ you're able to discover that you are responsible. Because if you are not yet in Christ, it will be very hard for you to take responsibility of the things that happen in your life. God is good. Your belief system, I mean your mentality, is summed up, is determined by how you are brought up. Then when you are an adult, you are meant to review how you are brought up, so that you not find yourself putting the blame of the things that you attracted into your life on others. Those who are not saved would continue to attract circumstances that are unpleasant into their lives. If you are 45, if you are 35, if you are 30, and you are still pointing at others for the misfortune you have found yourself in, or you are experiencing in your life, it means that you have not yet explored the beauty of your salvation. Because your belief system is determined, is formulated by your kind of upbringing. And when you get to a certain age of being an adult, you are meant to review, study the word of God very well. Not to use it, but to be transformed. Do not be like the Pharisees or the scribes who are so committed to the word of God in their memory that remember every Bible verse when circumstances arise, but they are yet to be transformed. Now, if you have encountered the Spirit of Jesus Christ, He will deliver you from those defenses that the collective consciousness has transmitted into you. The systems of this world clearly suggest that sometimes some of the things you are going through is caused by somebody else. But once you come in contact with the knowledge of salvation, I mean Jesus Christ, it will help you to realize that your foundation is wrong. Therefore, if the foundation be destroyed, what should the righteous do? What the righteous should do is to go and reprogram the foundation. Until you reprogram your foundation, you will continue to attract what your foundation gives to you. If you are lucky and you had parents who were able to raise you in the way of the Lord without any mix-up, then it will be well with you completely. Then if you are not privileged to enjoy the benefit of being properly and completely raised in the way you should go, then the corresponding event that comes with the kind of foundation you have will come upon you. So when you come to that point of realizing, oh, something was wrong with my foundation, then you begin to do what? Take your time to begin to meditate. Listen, when the prophet of God was speaking to us in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he says, keep the word of God in your mouth, meditate on it day and night. It is when you begin to meditate on the word of God day and night that it will help you to become reprogrammed. It will help to undo what had been done, which was not properly done, or to add value to the foundation that was also done. When you come to that point, things will begin to change for you. The Bible is not just a sword. Like the scripture has said, it's also the Spirit of the living God that has come to transform you from what you used to be to the refined version of you. Until you encounter Jesus Christ, you will still remain in your raw state. Just like what gold is before it comes in contact with fire. Everybody you see that is yet to encounter salvation is just like gold in the raw state. Which means, in the raw state, gold is valuable. In the refined state, it's still valuable. Do not look down on those who are not saved yet. Which suggests that you should love your enemies. Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself. Do not judge them. Rather, you begin to see the potential in the one who is yet to be born again. Hallelujah. Now, once your belief system has been adjusted to the level where God would be magnified, then things will begin to change for the better. Once you come in contact with God's presence, I tell you, you will feel completely secured. You will stop mismanaging the power. You will stop mismanaging the value God Almighty placed upon you. Until you are saved, you would mismanage the power of belief. In other words, until you are properly educated on how you should express your belief, you will continue to channel your belief in a direction that will not be of great benefit to you. In other words, if you believe that you are good, you are right. If you express your belief in the fact that you are bad, you are also correct. May God bless His word. Your heart in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.